The Chinese lunar satellite, which I'm not going to try to to pronounce, is part of the Chang'e mission, and I know how to pronounce that because I was told so by a professor of space science a couple of days ago. But the satellite, which is part of this Chang'e 4 mission to the far side of the moon, has on it, part of its systems, some South African hardware. Dr. Francois Malan is the product manager for Imaging Systems, the company which supplies the hardware. What is it, Francois? Good afternoon, and what does it do?
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on the show. So what we built is part of a really groundbreaking scientific instrument that we built for the Dutch. It's mainly a Dutch mission in collaboration with China, and it's a radio telescope. You probably might have heard about the Square Kilometer Array before.
Yes.
Scientists are building in South Africa. Now, this is something similar. It's a lot smaller, but it's on a satellite and it's in space on the far side of the moon.
What is special about this piece of equipment? What is revolutionary about it?
Well, no one's ever put a radio telescope on a satellite in this location before. And what it enables us to do is to listen to radio waves that have a very long wavelength, and these radio waves cannot be detected from the surface of the Earth at all because the atmosphere blocks it. And also there's a lot of from all the satellites orbiting the Earth, you have all these radio interference, and it makes it not very suitable to detect these even from orbit around the Earth. So you want to be far away from Earth and you want to be outside of the atmosphere.
Okay, so basically you're listening to what happened in deep space billions of years ago.
Yes, so this instrument will look at radio waves, and these radio waves we're going to look at were actually light waves a long time ago when the stars that emitted them shortly after the Big Bang, and they've been traveling through space for millions and millions of years, and as they travel, they also get stretched to longer wavelengths, and now when they reach us, we only see them as radio waves. And they have been traveling for such a long time that it enables us to basically look back into time to shortly after the Big Bang, into a time period that's called the Cosmic Dark Ages, that's largely unexplored and can teach scientists a lot.
It's been there, I would imagine, too short a time to have provided you with any information at all or not?
Well, they haven't actually switched this instrument on yet. This instrument we built with the Dutch, we basically took part of the space imager, a camera basically that our company designs, and we repurposed it to work as a radio telescope, and we sent this off to the Netherlands, they sent it off to China, and it's sitting there as a secondary payload. This satellite has its primary purpose to work as a relay satellite. It's basically sending signals from the lunar rover that recently was landed on the moon. It was in the news quite a lot. So this satellite is a communication link between Earth and this little rover. And as a secondary payload, it has this radio telescope. And they only allow us to switch it on after they've done their primary mission. So we are waiting for us to get, well, for the Dutch to get the green lights for them to be able to switch it on.
Okay, and in terms of sort of ingenuity of design, is this something completely new which you purpose-built, or is it an adaptation of prior technology? I'm trying to understand whether you're going to get a Nobel Prize anytime soon.
No one's going to win a Nobel Prize for this, but it is groundbreaking in the sense that it's completely what we developed is a kind of like a general purpose computer, you could say. It's got a computer processor that can, if it's in a camera, we use it to process the image data and compress it to download it later. And it's got flash memory, like a memory stick on board as well. But it's been designed to work in space, which is a lot harder than one might think. There are a lot of things you need to take into account. And it's very high performance and it's been miniaturized a lot. And there are actually not many of those systems one could buy. And when the Dutch needed a system that met their specifications, we were one of the few that really gave them high performance, and they were very happy to buy it from South Africa in this case.
How big is it?
It's quite small. The whole thing is about 10 by 15 centimeters. So it's about the size of a large smartphone, you could say. And this is the part we built, and this whole thing was built into a slightly larger metal frame that is maybe about the size of a toaster.
That is really so cool. Thanks very much for talking to us. Dr. Francois Malan, Product Manager for Imaging Systems. South African technology continues to prove that it is, in some respects, world-leading.